Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcast, Circlecraft Studies the Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2013, Selena leads a plant spirit lunasaw rite, attuning to the sacred green realm of plants and celebrating the height of summer and the start of the harvest.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we celebrate Lunasa with a plant spirits rite. This is a time in the wheel of the year where nature is bountiful. And harvest time is starting to happen. In this ritual, we will have an opportunity to connect with this seasonal time and with plants and the green world in a variety of ways. I invite you to take part in this audio ritual, using your imagination and working with spirituality in your own way. This ceremony comes out of the Circlecraft tradition, which works with the elements of nature, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, which works with the divine as a great unity and as a multiplicity that honors goddess and god, goddesses and gods, and their unity, which honors the divine that's within ourselves, beyond ourselves, that is within the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. To begin, I invite you to get comfortable sitting, standing, or being in a position where you can be relaxed, where you can hear my voice, where you can focus on this ceremony. If you need to, lower the lights, shut the door, do what you can to let any distractions fade away. Take some deep, slow breaths. And as you do, let your breath relax you, center you. Shift your consciousness into a meditative framework. For we journey with words, with chants, with invocations, with intention, with symbols, and imagination. envision a circle of green glowing light around where you are. A green spirit circle, connecting with the green life that is the height of summer and Lunasa, Lammas, the green spirit time. This time in late July and early August in the Northern Hemisphere, where we approach the midpoint between summer solstice and fall equinox, where summer is at its peak. And life is prospering. And now, in the next few moments of quiet, connect with the divine in the way that you work with it, her, him, them, in your own tradition. Invite guidance, blessings, support, protection, learning, as you begin this journey into the green world of plant spirits at the sacred time of Lunasa. And in the sacred green circle now, we connect with the powers of the elements. Facing the north, we reach out and connect with the forces there, that of the sacred earth. And as we journey around the circle, we extend our arms out in each of the directions as we do invocations. I will speak a line and pause a few moments, so if you wish, you can speak that line out loud or in your mind. And we call the elements in this green spirit circle for balance and for honoring them and their contributions to the green world of plants. And now, facing the north, powers of the sacred earth, we call to you, we honor you. Come, bless us and bless plants with your nurturing soil. Help us grow, so mote it be. Connect with the north and earth, with that nurturing soil. Be with that for a few moments and pay attention to what you experience as you do. And now, in like fashion, we turn to the east. Powers of the sacred air, we call to you and honor you. Bless us and bless plants with your nurturing winds. Help us grow. So mote it be. Be one with the nurturing winds. Pay attention to what you experience as you commune with them. And now, turning and facing the south. Powers of the sacred fire, we call to you and honor you. Bless us and bless plants with nurturing sunshine. Help us grow. So mote it be. Connecting with the warmth of sunshine, solar fire, in its nurturing form. In you and around you. And now turning to the west. Powers of the sacred waters, we call to you and honor you. Bless us and bless plants with nurturing rains. Help us grow. So mote it be. Connecting with nurturing rains, dew, mist, waters. Be one with that. Flowing sacred water. Paying attention to what you experience as you do. And now, facing center, extend your arms up and look to the sky, the heavens, honoring the climate, the weather, now in all of its diversity. Honoring the larger cosmos of which we are all part. And And now directing your arms and hands downward, you connect not only with the place where you are, but the planet as a whole. In all of its diversity, holding your hands before you in the center, you experience yourself as a balance of earth and air and fire and water, of that which is above and that which is below, and that which is center. Powers of the Sacred Spirit, we call to you and honor you. Bless us and bless plants. With the magic of life. Help us grow. So mote it be. And in this sacred green circle, we call now to the green ones. Green ones, green spirits, green men, green women, green ones, green spirits, green men, green women, green ones, green spirits, green men, green women, green ones, green spirits, green men, green women. And now in the next few moments of quiet, experience yourself glowing with a vibrant green of growing things. And let the green spirit appear to you in a form, as a symbol, as a sensation. Let the green spirit appear in some way. As a way to connect with the larger green world of plant life and plant spirits. Green spirit of the green world, we connect with you. We experience you. Be our way shower, our guide. In our experiences with plant spirits and the larger green realm, in this ceremony, guide us now as we call an image of a tree in our minds. Using your mind's eye, your imagination, focus on a tree. It can be a tree that you know that's a living, wonderful tree. It can be a tree from a dream or a vision or a story or a movie. It can be a tree that rises up in your imagination now. We call to a sacred tree spirit to be present in our right tonight, to come and connect with us. To aid us in our understanding of the realm that is the green world of plants. Focus now in the next few moments of quiet on a tree. Get a sense of what type of tree this is. And if it feels right to do so, in the next few moments of quiet, experience yourself being one with this tree spirit to deepen your understanding and your connection with this tree and with the realm of trees. Imagine your human form merging with treeness. Experience roots growing down from the bottoms of your feet, going deep into the earth. Seeking out nurturance in the soil and the moisture in the soil. Experience rootedness. Life connection with Earth. And experience your body being like a trunk, rooted in the Earth and transporting nutrients from Earth out through branches, your arms becoming branches, and experiencing leaves on those branches now. Experiencing the sky above you, the air, winds, exchange coming through leaves and branches, stems, and trunk. Experiencing sunshine above you and nurturance from the fire of the sun, nurturance from breezes and winds. moisture from soil, from air, moisture within, connecting with water, connecting with the spirit that is the tree. The spirit that connects with other living things. Be one with the sense of communing with the tree. Pay attention to what wisdom, guidance, impressions come to you as you commune with the tree spirit. And now, as you continue to connect with the tree spirit for a few more moments, invite that tree spirit through this communing connection to bring forth an idea, a message, a symbol, a flash, some form of communication with you about some tree near the place where you dwell as a human, that you can connect with a living tree in your home environment, that you can connect with at this Lunasa time and deepen your understanding of tree plant spirits. And the place where you dwell. And as that image, that sensation, that flash of insight comes to you, imagine yourself now following this rite, going to that tree, honoring it, touching it, and if you can, pouring some water or some other nurturing liquid at its base as a token of appreciation and honor to it. And now, give thanks to the tree that you have worked with in this rite. Call to mind some of your experiences, your impressions. Review the guidance that you connected with regarding a living tree where you dwell, where you can make additional connections at this time with plant spirit trees. And now we journey into the next part of our ceremony. And this time, we connect with the realm of plants in another way. We call to mind a field of grain, a field of wheat. That's now golden, that's shining and teeming with life in the sun, that is ready for harvest. Imagine yourself going into this field of wheat. And as done in ancient times, call to the wheat spirit to guide you in the start of the wheat harvest. And in your hand appears a scythe or other cutting implements. You call to the wheat spirit to connect with you, to be with you, to guide you in this sacred harvest. Pay attention to what you experience as you call to the wheat spirit. You experience the wheat spirit now guiding you, guiding your hands, guiding your whole being to a particular part of the field. With one hand, you gather some stalks of wheat together. With the other, you take your scythe, your sickle, your cutting implement, and you make a cut, taking forth the first handful of wheat. A golden light with a greenish glow flows into that wheat you have harvested. And you know that it is your duty now to carry that from this field and to work with this grain in a sacred way. And as you move from the field, you find yourself knowing what to fashion with these wheat stalks. You experience yourself gathering them tightly together, and with a green thread, you bind them together to form a small sheaf. You hold that sheaf in your hands, and as you do, you connect with Lunasa across generations, across cultures, across national boundaries, across the ages. and in the next few moments of quiet. Let the mystery of harvested wheat reveal itself to you in some way. Bringing you a message. And experience the sensation. And as you hold that wheat before you, you become one with it. And you experience yourself connecting with prosperity, abundance, good fortune, not only for you personally, for your loved ones, but for those you connect with. For community. And hold in your mind for a few moments the vision of the world as a whole being a place where there is plenty. Plenty for humans, plenty for other forms of life existing in harmony with humankind on planet Earth. Hold that intention and send it forth, gathering forth with the intentions of others, partnership for a better world, for a healthier world, for a world of plenty. So mote it be. You carry within you the reflections and the magic of wheat harvest and intention of plenty. And you give thanks to the wheat spirit and the spirit of Lunasa. And you connect again with the realm of plant spirits. And this time, you call forth a plant spirit that can aid you with healing and well-being. And as you do this, you recognize that there is a wide realm of plants and you may call to mind plants that you've known in the past, that you work with in the present, that you've thought about working with in the future. In the next few moments of quiet, honor those plant connections that come to you, and then select one type of plant to commune with. And once you have selected a type of plant, spend the next few moments envisioning it, sensing it, honoring it, just be with it for a few moments. And then invite it to reveal to you some way of working with it in your spiritual life at this Lunasa time and beyond. Feeling its essence in you and around you. Inspiration. Connection. Healing and well-being. Healing and well-being. Healing and well-being. And know that while the time draws near for us to conclude this rite, that the plant spirit you've selected or has selected you tonight can be worked with in meditation, in personal ritual, to deepen your understanding of that kind of plant, as well as the green world of plants as a whole. And now let us give thanks to the three forms of plants that we worked with the tree plant spirit, with the wheat plant spirit, with the personal plant spirit. We give thanks We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks and honor the plants in our lives. We give thanks and honor the plants that feed us. We give thanks and honor the plants that warm us. We give thanks and honor the plants that provide tools for us. We give thanks and honor the plants that live around us. We give thanks and honor the plants that are part of the greater circle of life on planet Earth, the circle of nature of which we are all part. We now focus on a radiant, glowing green light being around us, being within us. And we know we can work with that imagery in the future when we have need to connect with the green world. We send our love, we send our well wishes to the green world, to plant spirits we've worked with tonight that have been in our lives in the past, that are in our lives at the present, that will be in our lives to come. We give thanks to the green ones, the green spirits, the green men, the green women. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now facing the sacred circle's directions, we give thanks to the powers of the elements that have been part of our rite tonight. In the north, powers of the sacred earth and nurturing soil, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. In the east, powers of the sacred air and the nurturing winds, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Powers of the sacred fire and nurturing sunshine, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Powers of the sacred water and nurturing rains, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Powers of the sacred spirit and nurturing life, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Powers of plant spirits, we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And now, drawing into ourselves some of that green light, that circle we cast around us, we let it flow into us to help us remember our experiences, to help us in our work with a tree near where we live, to help us in our work for plenty, in prayers, in social actions, to help us in connecting with plants at this time and beyond. The green circle is around us. The green circle is within us. The green spirit is eternal. The green spirit grows. Renew us, teach us, aid us, guide us, now and in the times to come. So mote it be. And though it's time for this circle and this ritual to conclude, we carry with it our love of the sacred world of plants. We carry with it our connections with each other, with the elements, with the divine as one and as many. We carry with us the magic of Lunasa. May we go in peace. May we continue our journey in life with deeper appreciation of plant spirits and the larger circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be.
There were three men came out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. They ploughed, they sowed, they harrowed him in, throwing clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time, till the rain from heaven did fall. Then little Sir John threw up his head.
The miller, he served him worse than that, for
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.